78. Following on from the beginning of that long piece on the reflections to be incorporated into the footnote on the significance of the centrality of Sawtelle terms in explications of scientific realism, which was interrupted, and breaking off into a detour, which you have to go back and complete. The characteristic error, the outlook, the point of departure for Berme in Berme's speculations, mistaken point of departure, the characteristic error, the fundamental methodological error, which seems to me to be incorporated very fundamentally into the methodological error, which is incorporated into Berme's whole approach, Berme's speculations. A false point of departure from which the rest of the error stems, from which it is elaborated. But it is an error which, insofar as it, which contains important lessons for us in so far as we are setting want to set out to redress the balance between the formal conceptual aspects of inter-theoretic explanation, scientific theorising, and which provides us with important insights, which are of value in what I hope is a more sensitive an analysis, which is more sensitive, at the same time more sensitive to the extraordinary intricacy of the mathematical complexities of the mathematical relationships between theories, as the significance, the conceptual significance of these, but which does not lead to the fundamentally non-rational view of the relationship between theories, the omni-theoretical view, as it were, which is implicit in Hooke's accounts of the relationship between conceptual structure and scientific and mathematical formalism. The way in which we have to refine, we might say it is the mark of a methodologically sensitive, mature approach to the study of the conceptual significance of the various features and the mathematical formalism of these theories, that we do not base ourselves on in attempting to trace the significance of new developments in the mathematical view of the formalism of these theories, mathematical view of the structures which arise in the formalisms of these theories, as studied from a mathematical viewpoint. From the viewpoint of mathematical theories which themselves contain outside their application to these problems, outside their applications to the as a technique for the solution of problems, as a technique for refining the way of stating refining the mode of stating the problems to be met with in, for instance, an analyzing quantization procedure, there's some hint of this in Isham's remarks about the levels on which we might look at the relationship between structures and mathematical formalisms of the two theories in seeking ways in which we might obtain a unified insight, unified mathematical presentation of the mathematical structures arising in the two theories. It's from the point of view of Boehm and others, it is by much more detailed insight into the way in which the conceptual structure and the mathematical formalism are connected in the functioning of these theories that we shall obtain insight into the significance of particular structures in the mathematical formalism. Hooker hopes to Hooker claims that we gain the deepest insight into interpretational difficulties encountered in quantum theory generally, and the most fruitful suggestions as to avenues for future research from reflection on the intimate connection between the mathematical structure which the theory displays and its conceptual ontological structure. Now, you claim that this is a program which certainly deserves detailed investigation, but the way in which Hooker carries it out is open to deep criticism, certain of the claims which Hooker makes for the connections between the conceptual structure and ontologies, conceptual structure and ontology of the theory and its mathematical formalism, and certain of the programmatic remarks he makes, so far as they provide seem to indicate a conception of the nature of inter-theoretic explanation, which I do not think can be sustained. Looking at Sachs' paper, we're concerned here with heuristic perspective. The heuristic perspective, heuristic function, in approaching the investigation, heuristic function, heuristic perspective in the mathematical investigation of the mathematical structure of the laws, indeed analysis of the very notion of scientific law itself, the connection here with the notion of morphic conception of identity, the suggested the polarities which Sachs suggests is fruitful for studying the differences between the metaphysical approaches, the ways in which the differences in these metaphysical preconceptions should manifest themselves in the in the details of the conceptual descriptive scheme, but also in the point of departure in the elaboration of the conceptual structure employed in the descriptive scheme, and in the way that that in its turn can function in providing explanation of the both the success in its domain and also the limitations and breakdown of the descriptive scheme and accompanying mathematical formalism of less fundamental theories. That approach suggests a program in the philosophy of mathematics in that part of the speculation about the foundations of mathematics, which is not yet purely the province of technical results in mathematical technical results of mathematical logic, but philosophical reflection on certain of technical results of mathematical logic. For instance, Sachs remarks that it is only if one should accept as a fundamental axiom the assumption of that one cannot start at the outset with a complete system, because the investigator himself must have the freedom to decide how, where and when to explore in one direction or the other, whatever that very vague expression means. The tacit presuppositions of this view, which determines whether one accepts Gödel's theorem as logically true. On the other hand, the theorem itself is not an a priori truth of nature, it tells us. It is as true as the set of axioms upon which it is based. So clearly what Sachs has in mind is the possibility of questioning the set of axioms upon which the Gödel's theorem and presumably the whole of mathematical logic is based. The speculations strongly suggested in the tradition of the philosophical conclusions, philosophical sensibilities of classical metaphysicians such as Spinoza and Leibniz. This clearly connects with speculations about the non-Phrygian nature of function. The notion of function and of functional correspondence is absolutely fundamental and irrevisable and incorrigible. Let us, just for the moment, speculate along these lines. I have no particular bent for speculation along these lines, but I think that since speculation along these lines is where writers with the methodological predilections and with the sort of analysis, as I shall have to say, show in the context of this longer essay, as yet relatively unrefined analysis of the relationship between, though certainly a very necessary analysis of the relationship between the conceptual structure and mathematical formalisms of our theories, are led, it is perhaps as well to attempt a systematic course of speculation along these lines and see how the views of Sachs and Böhm and others connect with the predilections, the heuristic perspective, which I suggest is operative in the context of a certain research program in the foundations of mathematics, for instance, Putnam's remarks about abstract possible structures, and the whole of law there, and the remarks about the possibility of non-linear sheaf theory, and to attempt to produce as technically rigorously an account of as systematic and as rigorous account of the way such speculation, such metaphysical convictions might provide us with a program, the underpinnings for a research program in the foundations of mathematics and logic. We conclude they do, that the research program founders, that the orthodox views of the foundations of mathematics and logic are vindicated as against it, and that this being so, the notion of order preserving injections, order preserving homomorphisms, and so on is significant from the point of view, is in fact, in a sense, ontologically significant. Linearity, more fundamental than non-linearity. If we, on the other hand, have this view about the ultimate level of explanation assign, as it were, specific ontological significance to the notion of fundamental level of explanation, the perspective from which we approach the relationship between cosmology and the rest of physics is much affected by the kind of metaphysical preconceptions, our attitude to the kind of metaphysical sympathies which provide the perspective for, just said, the claim by Sachs, from which we should view the relationships between the mathematical formalisms and conceptual, putatively accompanying conceptual structures discussed by Hooker, and suggests that the way out of the difficulty, the hybridity in question, is in fact along the lines sketched by Boehm. These require, that is to say, we regard informal conceptual structure as the investigation of informal conceptual structure as a point of departure, and the fusion, let's say accommodation, of existing informal conceptual structures accompanying the which guide our interpretation of the mathematical formalisms of the two theories as the guide for the as the key to understanding the kind of theory which can genuinely explanatory theory which will provide us with the kind of unified picture of the world which in its turns will suggest the kind of mathematization that is required. And in order to make sense of that notion of a new kind of mathematization touched by Sachs, I do not see how we can make sense of that notion of a new kind of mathematization with the kind touched on by Sachs, and without, unless we agree with Boehm on his view of the relationship between mathematics and physics. That is, say, naturalistic, abstraction theoretic conception of the kind one criticized before. This we reject and regard as methodologically immature. Going back to the beginning again now, this is the second section of tape altogether. Sachs bases his speculations, or the Sachs writers base their speculations on base point of departure in gaining an understanding of the significance, say conceptual significance for our understanding of possible kinds of order, possible kinds of structure that we can encounter, accommodate conceptualization, which as it were, express which are operative in our formulations of natural law, in our analysis of the foundations of mathematics, of mathematical structures, which provide the form for the expression of natural law. See remarks about first order differential equations in fundamental magnitudes in analysis of the notion of property in Putnam. There is a divorce between the employment of set theoretical notions in the analysis, and the set theoretical notion set theoretical conceptions as discussed by Hooke as expressive of a particular conception of individuality, radically intentional notion, rather vague and radically intentional notion, particular conception of individuality. Their employment in the analysis of the mathematical structures arising in the formalism of the theory, and presumably as providing the framework, see what Castonguay says. It is set theory as providing a foundation of furnishing a proper ground for an exclusively referential view of mathematical meaning. That's a somewhat different topic, but certainly the the clarity, dependability of that portion of set theory required for the conceptual description of the vaster part of extant mathematics is not seriously in question. We are concerned with the problem of how the question of how the problems of the foundation of mathematical knowledge, related to the question discussed by Castonguay of the placing in a dynamic perspective, the impact of set theory, placing perspective, the impact of set theory on informal conceptions of existence, heuristically. Indispensable, nearly indispensable notions of existence in mathematics. The value, however, in relation to what you were saying earlier on, the value of set theoretic reductions, the role of set theory providing a framework for making, within which we make the inter-theoretic comparisons and analogies upon which mathematical development depends, thrives. The set theoretic interpretation provides an important itself provides an important contribution to the heuristic component of mathematical theory. However, the role of the absolute value of one foundational system over another as regards mathematical knowledge. It seems to me that Hooker's, that one might draw from Hooker's speculations as to the significance of set theoretic conceptions, in the set theoretic conception of the structure of the domain, informal, as in some, the set theoretic significance of the significance of the set theoretic character of the state space in classical particle mechanics, and from his general remarks about set theoretic conceptions, about conceptions of individuality in particular. Kinds of individuality, conclusions, which certainly accompany, which certainly arise in considering, assessing Bohm's claims, for example, about the relationship of mathematics, conceptualization, kinds of structure. Encounter in on a very fundamental level of the description of the world, in terms of which we can make sense of the dependent, more limited conceptions of order. is as to the status of set theory as a foundational system for mathematics. Set theoretic now. Castelnuovo remarks that even as far as questions of foundations are concerned, we find no great justification for epistemological pretensions on the part of set theory. Then there is for category theory. Either offers a foundational style, although we're not concerned with style in... I thought that the level on which our principal concern was with style was, as it were, at an intermediate level, level above. Level at which we are concerned with the operation of in heuristic considerations in the development of mathematical theory. There's postulating there's relationships which arise from particular postulating kind of connections which a perception of which arises from particular particular mode of employment of heuristic components of mathematical theory, which we subsequently hope to be crystallized, which provides us with the source of inspiration for the positive relations between variously, say referentially perceived, mathematical concepts and entities, relations which, through more exact formulation and deductive corroboration, that is to say, actual deductive logical formalization, crystallize into objective relations of entailment between syntactically expressed concepts. It was with that that our concern with syntactically expressed concepts, analysis of syntactically expressed concepts, syntactically expressible concepts, analysis in fact of foundations of mathematical knowledge does demand an assessment of the value of assessment of the role of set theory as against category theory. The set theoretical analysis of foundations of mathematics may be convincingly applied to the finished product, but failed to account for essential characteristics of the process of its development, process of development in application. It seems to me Castelnuovo does not always keep the two completely clear and distinct. And in any case, in this thesis you're hoping to provide a satisfactory account of the way that intertheoretic explanation functions in as between scientific theories. There's indeed a question whether set theoretic model theory as a possible form of elucidation of referential semantics is equipped to deal with the kind of conceptual tensions between conceptual structures operative between the kind of tensions operative in the relations between the conceptual aspects of levels of description. We hope, but what is required by the kind of speculation to which the Boehm view leads us is the view of syntax, view of the view of putatively competing fundamental conceptions of the world, putatively competing cognitively significant opposition between putatively fundamental metaphysical conceptions, notions of order, putatively fundamental kinds, irreducibly different, one putatively more general than the other, kinds of structure, very general, make sense of, the clever way to make sense of fundamentally opposed one potentially more fundamental than the other kinds, very very general kinds of structure, very general kinds of principles of coherence of structure, principles of coherence of ontology, fundamentally opposed, very general conceptions of stroke, kinds of structure in terms of which we make account, our most general account of the world and presumably the relationship between our account of the way in which all our other kinds of structure, all our other, the relationship between all the various more restricted kinds of structure which should be encountered in descriptions embodied in theories, complete or applicable within their domains, respective domains, of its relations to the whole. The most general theory provides an account in terms of this most more fundamental kind of structure conception, most fundamental kind of structure, which is not reproducible in terms of the relations between, which cannot be elucidated by the passage from the model. Within reference, cannot be illustrated within set theoretic model theory, referential semantics, because notion of referential semantics itself explicitly embodies reference to the notion of order, conception of order, which is itself unpinned, which is itself subject to criticism, subject to it sort of embodies conceptualization, which can in its turn be subject to criticism. That notion, discussed for instance by Boehm, conceptualization, the kind discussed by Siegel. Going back to what you're saying, clearly, you wish to see how whom we can elucidate. Set theoretic model theory. Referential semantics as embodied in set theoretic model theory. How far it can provide us with an elucidation of inter-theoretic explanation. The central reservations about that program. We should have central reservations about that program if we adopted the viewpoint of Mann and Hooker on the relationship between the conceptual structures of our theories and the mathematical formalisms. And the point of view provided for resolution of that, if we took particularly that point of metaphysical conception. The I am not going to pretend that there is no opposition. As I think there is a central, there's a tension between these aspects, for instance, of Quine's writing. The different, when Sartre says that the differences in the metaphysical approach is one in terms of a completely closed system, has mathematical consequences which do not follow from the analysis of the type of universe that is an open set or sum of open sets, sum of individual parts. The sense in which that notion, heuristic function of the notion of the oneness of the universe, as explaining the apparently independent but not actually separable things whose apparent set of separability stems from is connected with the notion of morphic conception of identity and connected with the notion of absolutely fundamental level of explanation, which is the level on which the non-local hidden variables of Berm's metaphysical conception of reality become important. You have to tie everything that you've been burping about here to the discussion about nonlinear sheaf theory and so on. And Lovier, go back to what you were thinking about before. Concern in the main thesis will be with analysis and how far theoretic model theory does in fact provide us with referential semantics do provide us with an elucidation of inter-theoretic explanation. Kind of obstacle to the analysis of, we shall perhaps get clearer about the kind of conceptual obstacle to the analysis of the relations between conceptual aspects of various levels of description, particularly the Sachs-Berm approach provides a tempting perspective which may well tempt us in considering the solution of the problem about the relations between the ways in which one can view the relations between the different levels of the hierarchy of descriptive levels as discussed, mentioned in Graves' introductory chapters. And that in its turn is clearly connected with traditional problems of substance. The reintroduction of a particular conception of substance as providing the answer to the Berm and Sartre's as providing the clue to the analysis of the solution to the problem of metaphysical problems, problems of creation, of causality, and of permanence, permanent in time and of time. That conception of Burns clearly has affinities, strong affinities with traditional conceptions of substance as providing the answer to problems of causality, of creation, and of time. And the point Gray's about the differentiation of the substance, substratum. It might be helpful just to list all the ways in which that conception makes itself felt. But the nowhere also, it seems that from the point of view of Lorvier, it's also being called on to answer. It's also being called in aid, a very ancient traditional conception of substance. It's also lurking in the background, the way in which the orthodox post-Fregean notion of function, Fregean conception of set theory as having nothing to do with metaphysical. Certainly, having long since bypassed the idea that metaphysical polarities such as static and variation in structure, static structure, polarities, metaphysical, opposed metaphysical conceptions, metaphysical significance of opposed conceptions. It is in the traditional problems of the theory of substance that the opposed metaphysical conceptions, that opposed metaphysical, the significance, metaphysical significance of the polarities, the opposed categories, in terms of who, in terms of which Lorvier is discussing, which Lorvier's arguments provide a kind of insight into the provide sort of heuristic motivation for discussion of, as it were, extended set theories, extension of the fundamental concepts, by, as it were, addition of a dimension, inverted commas, in our set theories to consideration of sets which vary through time, or structures which vary through time. The problem of variation and the problem of time, problem of variation, it thus, once we've got into this metaphysical morass, we may well be tempted to try to climb out of it. I suggest that Lorvier's motivational remarks all too easily lead us into a metaphysical morass, indicator whatever the undoubted merits of the mathematical solutions to the problems which he's formulating. Extremely dangerous, can lead into a metaphysical morass, particularly connect back to the traditional speculations about substance, which prevented us getting clear about the notion of proof for so long, and that very fact of the speculations about substance having prevented us getting clear about the notion of proof for so long, the formalist, as it were, purely a formalistic conception of mathematical truth, of the kind which he appears to be questioning some of his remarks, perhaps throw light on the significance of his remarks, his attempts to connect connect with notions of the corrigibility or revisability of foundations of mathematics on the basis of alteration in extremely broad fundamental metaphysical conceptions, conceptions of the possible kinds of possible abstract, possible kinds of very general abstract structure to, in terms of which be encountered in descriptions of the world. At the atomistic, the idea of existing the foundations, set theoretical views and foundations on existing mathematical formalisms is tied in some sense to, if not to, to atomistic conception. In one sense, a sense in which it can be thought of from the point of view of these metaphysical theories as providing the counterpoint to monistic conceptions of in which the course of which provide the background to the way that the attempts to unite to provide an account of Berme's essay provide the context or no clearly present hanging in the background of Berme's notion of implicate order connected with traditional doctrines of metaphysical doctrines of substance. The reason it won't work is because we're trying to make sense of actually trying to impose on interpretation of existing mathematical formalisms, highly refined for which we have a mathematical foundation provided for us in the sense of set theory, category theory, which provides an alternative formulation, but still depends upon certain fundamental notions which are metaphysical, which perhaps do have some sort of metaphysical significance in terms of the they do actually operate, delineate the kinds of structure we can, in terms of which we can offer an account of the world, that is conception of order, the actual conception of general, the kind of order that we encounter in to which our axioms of world ordering refer. Look back at Steen's remarks in mathematical logic as quite fundamental in kind, and as not being derivable out of a more fundamental kind of order, which is Berme suggesting the derivable out of a more fundamental kind of order is local. They're coupled to accordance with a certain traditional modern versions of traditional metaphysical conceptions coupled to a conception of order which is global. C. Siegel's remarks about conceptualization, which is embodied in mathematical formalism, and the possibility of a mathematization which is not based on that, which is expresses directly the more fundamental kind of order, just as it is from the point of view of this conception set theory, and the notion of world ordering expresses the kind of explicate order that Berme attempts to describe. It's a very interesting notion, very interesting speculation, but the remarks are so vague and programmatic, and we have yet to see anything like concrete. We have there are one or two remarks, for instance, in Sachs, which suggest the directions, and which suggest the directions in which we might look for, as it were, direct mathematization, a direct mathematization of that conception. This is itself a very dubious way of talking, which I've known all sorts, which anybody reasoning about the foundations of mathematics from a not from the viewpoint of mathematical logic, other non-set theoretical foundations, has already probably encountered. And rejected, but obviously the program that we're concerned with is one where the notion of where non-linearity from the derivation of linear and something out of non-linear structures is provides us with a point of departure. And it's therefore rather interesting, ironic that. And as it were, the other extreme, we should be honest and admit that the other program, from Steen to Ten Rose's programmatic remarks at the beginning of his papers on twisters, do carry, as it were, express the conviction, as well, the opposite conviction, from the fantastic point of view. And that this question is one which a number of very distinguished mathematicians, e.g. Siegel and Penrose, clearly do regard it as from cognitively significant to ask. You then want to go through the whole of the twister theory and to look at the point about non-linear shoe theory and then bring in Ryan in Toto and knock Lorvera over the head very hard with remarks about the way in which you deal with such high functions without needing to enter on speculations which as to their significance which seem to connect with this traditional view concerned with this monistic conception. How you were led astray and how your speculations were guided in that direction by considerations of this kind, the idea of referential semantics as expressing a particular ontological standpoint, and one which certainly comes under as embodying a particular ontological standpoint. I see the papers by the Quine paper on algebraic logic, and one which is certainly already open to question in Fokker's remarks. Try to make sense of that speculation. A whole line of thought, source of error. Starting again, new set of notes. Looking, source of error here is the fundamental error in the point of departure. There is a fundamental error in the point of departure here in that we end up, which means that we end up in trying to make sense of, trying to find a device on the basis of extra mathematical speculation about the significance, potential significance of operations, connect that with Heelan's remarks about implication as relating languages and so on. Look at that and how you got bogged down in all this with your notes about logical space in Scott and so on. Remarks about the opposition already manifesting itself at the level of syntax. Connection of that with the view of Quine about there being no point of vantage, as it were, from which to view the relationships between our systems, but the sense in which there's no point of vantage is which he discusses in the discussion of ontological relativity is precisely based on the notion of cardinality of domains. So on, and also basing ourselves on that, we can discuss continuity and discreteness from that point of view. We're concerned here as much with, but when we're discussing the kind of individuality, the opposition between two kinds of individuality, between the two conceptions of structure, possible kinds of structure, in terms of which we might make sense of. Relationships which, as it were, both ontologically significant opposed fundamental ontological conceptions. See Hooker on there are two two dimensions as well, along which he characterizes the opposition between that one is the continuity versus discreteness, the other the systematic unity. The global structure of the domain of variation, having some, as we cannot, the notion of mentioned in Penrose, that the we were set about clarifying the global the topology of the space-time, which we're in. Differential topology as a tool, not just as a consistent mathematical theory in its own right, but as a conceptually embodying conceptual presuppositions in description of the space-time structure, space-time structure, and hence of ontology and ontology. Which does in fact relate back to questions about the foundation of mathematics. The assessment that we make of traditional answers to the questions about, for instance, foundations of mathematical knowledge, the foundations of mathematics, and foundations of knowledge of the world connection. The way that we make sense of mathematical knowledge and our knowledge of the most general kind of structure that we encounter, we can encounter in reality. Schlosser's net given, for instance, in the Hilbert paper in Banacker and Putnam, how we assess